Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
What is our end game here? We give these to them and then we say, all trade routes open now, yes?
I believe that's the magic phrase we're supposed to say, yes.
These are very peculiar pirate items. You have those with you. You're searching for something and you're going to find it very soon.
Ooh, so there's a good rib place around here.
You know it.
And what's the name of that rib place?
Gonna need all those details then, friend.
Thick Ribs by Stacy.
Sounds delicious.
And believable.
But perhaps that we can ask to talk to whoever the ruler is of this place.
And just explain it back to them in a way, like, as outsiders.
Yeah, like, you're too close to the problem.
Maybe Moot can draw some pictures.
Oh, I could try.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just point us in the right direction. I'm sure we can get there.
That way.
Oh, so up the stairs.
Quite up.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You can't go down until you go up.
What on, Bob? I can't get down.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Marion incoming!
Guess Marion!
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him, also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her. I am playing Glim, a dragonborn paladin. Also, she, her.
And Amy Moore.
That's me, she, her. And I play Sullivan Slight, a Lightfoot halfling rogue. He, him.
And Tom Laird.
He, him. And I'm playing Moot, who is a half-orc wild magic sorcerer who also goes by he, him.
I like how no matter where I say Tom's name, there's always this little shock and surprise in his face every time I call him. Even if it's last and you know it has to be that's me.
Is it my turn now?
I just liked it and I wanted to point it out. Thank you.
Fair enough.
For being here, everybody. Especially after last episode, because it all would have been very easy just to walk out after that and be like, well, we can't go anywhere from here. Bye.
Nope, we peaked. That's as good as it's going to get, folks.
But yes, thank you for being here, listening to us. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, just thanks for coming back, giving us a second chance.
Yeah, I mean,
we dedicate an episode to a patron every single time. And today's episode is dedicated to Al.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Al.
Just for being Al.
Here. Just Al.
Just
no last name provided. Just
I
Al.
I love it.
Al.
That is tight.
Mm-hmm.
It's short. Mm-hmm. It's to the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a power move. It's
a real power
It's Madonna. It's
Doc
Al.
Ock.
Yep.
It's Alfred Molina.
Could be just incognito there.
Yeah.
Yep. Got that real sneaky supporting patron kind of vibe about him. Yep, absolutely.
Thanks, Al.
Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We'd love to have you over there. Okay, now fuck it. Let's play and see what happens. Energy's down.
No, we're a little tired because we're heading up those stairs to see.
Sure.
It's true.
It's been a long climb up the stairs.
Guys, my legs are real tired.
I know. Oh.
They're so much smaller than yours.
My quads hurt. It's,
your quads
it's,
are hurting?
Yeah, I know.
But
well, I mean, I did have to carry you for... But that's fine. I don't mind doing it.
I mean, it was only for 10 minutes.
I know. You're totally right. But we should, like, scoot, because now we have to get in there and see, and are we ready to see the king?
Well, I think we're going to see Marion first.
Oh, you're right. That's probably her with the cane.
Moot, are you okay?
Yeah, just a little out of breath.
Yeah.
I mean, turns out that, Glim's just got those really big calves, so she can do the stairs, like, super fast. It was tough to keep up.
Guys, I got the meat sweats. We shouldn't eat all those ribs before we went up all these stairs.
Yeah, I don't, before a workout, I don't typically eat just, like, a lot of fatty, saucy meat, and it was delicious.
Mm. Okay.
But
I'm gonna write that down, because I thought that was what you were supposed to do.
It's not what I do. I mean, maybe, to each their own, but it's not my recommended strategy.
It's real heavy.
Yeah.
Weighing way down in there.
Yeah.
Hi.
Marion?
Yeah, that's me.
What are you doing behind us? Have you been walking up behind us this whole time?
Well, you passed me back there when you said, is that Miriam with the cane? But then you kept walking, talking about the meat sweats.
Oh, I don't recall saying that. I'm so sorry. I'm having visions.
That's fine. You're here to see King Finbar Borwin.
Yes, we are. Do you need us to sign a guest book?
Yeah.
Or is there a wand where you whoop, whoop, whoop to make sure to see about, I don't know your protocols.
Well, we have inkwells and paper. I don't know what magic you're casting. Come on over.
Oh yeah, you can go first.
Yeah, no.
The stairway's really narrow for.
Well, you like to get up nice and close.
You're really pressing against me here.
I need something to lean on. Oh. It's very cozy. All right, here's the book. Put your name down there. Good. Yeah, Sully, Glim, Moot. Very simple names between the three of you. Yeah. All right. Well, up some more stairs there.
Ooh. What?
Good. More stairs.
Yeah. Well, Master Finbar likes to see out over the land.
Is there a machine that can just just shoot us up there?
A machine that can shoot you up there?
Like a rope that...
You come from a different world.
Like a pulley. Well, I'm talking just a simple pulley.
Or even just stairs that moved also while you were moving.
What? Oh.
How do we... Can we invent that?
No, write
moving
this down.
Stairs? Moving stairs? Okay, yeah, moving stairs.
Moving stairs. Sully, I feel like maybe in because of your history, maybe one of your... You have some good engineering kind of ideas.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to be a masochist.
Yeah.
And worked with all. I made the mistake of looking at Tom. I worked with all kinds of machines. So
right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so moving stairs. What kind of operating systems would happen to be in those moving stairs?
I mean, I think we're just at the blue sky kind of phase right now, where we're just throwing out ideas.
Hamsters and gerbils, or
I mean, you'd need a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Maybe we should get up and talk to Finbar.
Yeah, you're almost late.
We want to make sure that we're on time. Punctuality is important.
Yep, just those stairs over there.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm going to go out to the patent office for no particular reason.
Oh, did we need meant to say TM or... I just need to
you could date... And sign.
You could date that. And
I've actually mailed it to myself in a sealed envelope. So.
Perfect. So
that doesn't stand up in a court of law. It's fine.
Well, maybe that's something else we should talk to Finbar about, because
probably his
intellectual property laws seem a little unfair.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Wow, all the lies tapped in here.
Remember, TM, 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 TM.
Okay, most yes.
Okay, we can do it.
5 minutes later, you cut to the top of the stairs.
It's the spiral staircases. That's the...
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to lean into one side, and I got cramp. Ah, cramp.
At the top of the stairs, you see one large double door.
Any guards?
No.
Isn't it usually a set of double doors?
Is that not what I said?
one large double door.
You see one large set of double doors.
Do you think this is like, do we knock or should we just go in? I wish there was a guard here.
I think
here.
He's expecting us.
You're right. You're right. We should just go in.
After you.
Maybe as we open the door, we'll say hello.
Oh, yes. Good. The combo. Perfect.
Oh, we could yell knock, knock as we open it up. Because people love that. Yes.
Love it.
People love that.
Love that. Okay. Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Fools.
Yeah, I was there.
King Finbar, we have an appointment.
Oh, okay. Come on in.
I'm Glim.
Yeah, nice to meet you there, Grimmy.
Oh, and I'm Moot.
Root?
Moot.
Moot.
Moot, yes.
And my name is Sally.
Ah, nice to meet you there, Sally.
It's thank you so much for seeing us.
On such short notice.
Well, it's book scheduled today, but you found the only spot there that we were gonna sneak in.
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna do for.
Okay.
Okay.
How much time do we have in our appointment?
Well, let me just check the book here. How many minutes did you book?
They said your entire free slot.
Okay.
Yeah, it said like a TBD kind of thing.
All right, well, you start and I'll tell you when you're done.
Okay. Oh, that was a very kingly thing to say.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm a king. King Finbar. What do you think of the color scheme I got going on here? It's kind of a mauve.
The mauve and the orange.
It's real interesting.
It's really unique.
You look and it's brown. I'm glad you think so. We're trying to redo all the four screens and stuff there. This mauve and orange is a really good mix. They tinted it down at the mixer's down there. Master Sammy's painters.
Yeah, it is nice to spruce up the place, make it seem like a whole new castle.
Yeah, sorry, I interrupted you there. What you got for me?
No, that's okay. You know what, though? We're not going to beat around the bush because you seem like a king who really likes the straight talk.
Well, that's why I book short appointments. That way you get all the information really quick.
Okay. So we were just talking to the shadow.
He's talking to your shadow.
Not my shadow, the shadow.
The shadow.
He's got
the
a booth shadow. Out there.
Oh, Jonathan.
It would be Jonathan, wouldn't it? Okay, we were talking to Jonathan. Sounds a lot less.
It was so much less dramatic. The shadow.
Definitely.
Yeah. Is so cool, and Jonathan is just like a guy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Like, he really was just a guy.
He was kind of just a guy. It's true.
Yeah, a little brother. Your dad didn't leave him, a region to go. So he just kind of hops around trying to fill in the spots.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel terrible now for teasing.
Also, I also feel really bad for the way he told the story of your family, because he did not do a good job. And you think that someone in the inner circle really would have that tail down.
Hey, hold on. Inner circle. Not he's not really in the inner circle there.
He's family though, isn't he?
He does odd jobs there, but no, it's really just left to me and my sister and my brother. We run the regions in our own ways, and sometimes it works for the other ways, and then sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, Jonathan, he just kind of floats around there and just does some odd jobs and really just. Kind of gets in the way sometimes. So we can send him down to the dock there. He floats between and, does what he wants. Kind of has free room and board everywhere he goes. We take care of him,
Oh, well, that's real. It seems like you really care about your family.
As much as one can.
Speaking of that.
So, Mook, Glim, and Sully, hey? You're speaking about my family.
Yep.
Okay, got it. I'm caught up. I just wanted to make sure.
Uh-huh.
We were talking to the shadow about the plan to go to hire folks to go find the pieces of your dad's sword.
Oh, he's still trying to find the stuff, eh?
And bring them back and then unite them and then unite the kingdoms through the joy of father's returned property.
Sword ownership.
Yeah.
And... we thought that maybe that wasn't the best way to go about reconciling your family and improving trade relations.
Yeah, no, probably not. Well, I mean, we all kind of went out and tried to find the things and, you know, Dad, he just puts the things. It's probably not even on the islands. We checked quite a few of them there. Almost died a couple of times.
Oh, no.
When you're out at sea for such a long time, you start not to like each other very much.
Is that where things kind of got all turned around?
Yeah, they were never really like, you know, great. We were always, you know, pushing to be the best. You know, and then there's Jonathan down at the bottom. But everybody was trying to, you know, get in Dad's good side. You know, maybe we'll run the kingdom. And then he gets ill and is like, hey, I'll give you each a piece and you got to go on this scavenger hunt. And then, couldn't find anything. He gave us like,
and it sort of just pushed you further apart.
It did. It really did. And now some people here are going, you know, we're trying to bring up crops here, but you know, those take effort and
specific, you know, you need specific kinds of soil and
yeah, the pH is all off. I was told the pH was off by one of our gardeners. And then they equated it to only being able to grow turpentine.
Oh,
Well, that's...
I didn't know quite what they meant. I thought turpentine was a liquid, but...
Well, it does come from a plant, so it does...
Oh, okay, well...
It does make sense in a way.
It seems like they probably shouldn't have chopped their head off then. Yeah. All right.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think it just perhaps they were just giving you a exaggeration saying that the soil is not very good to grow in here.
Yeah, I've been working on that, you know, jumping to conclusions and saying off with their heads and stuff.
Oh, that's a really great thing. Like, way to go, striving for personal growth.
Yeah.
That's so important.
It's been at least 4 days since that's happened last. So
that is great.
Good for you.
Yeah. Pretty soon you're going to look back and it's going to be a couple years behind you. And you're going to think, wow, I've come so far.
Sounds like such a pipe dream there, Root. And
I don't want to get too...
Just believe in yourself.
Okay.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I don't want to get too personal, but one of the really important things that I've learned as I've gotten older is that you don't have to live up to your parents' expectations. You just have to live up to your own, and you don't have to do the things that they want you to do exactly how they want you to do them. You can look at things as a, you know, reasonable adult and think, well, that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
I don't have to do it just because my dying father told me to. Maybe I should just make my own decision about, you know, what I want to do with my life and my kingdom and for my people. You know, that kind of thing. That's what I realized about my life.
That's
absolutely. Right. And like, you don't have to hold on to grudges that have been there. And maybe when you're ready, you could be the person to take that first step to be like, hey, we need food.
Food is helpful.
Yeah.
Food is and so good what, for, and, for everyone.
You guys have a lot here. You guys have so many textiles, stuff like that. People would pay top dollar for this.
Yeah, we have a lot of things coming in off the ships there from you know, the other regions. And
But wouldn't you like to sell some of them?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that would be good. We'd just be able to ship them out again.
Now, I've only known you for like 5 minutes. However.
It's been 5 minutes already?
What they've said about kings and how their pride gets in the way of making good decisions for the kingdoms? I'm just not seeing it with you.
No.
That's not you at all.
Oh. What do you see with me?
Well, a reasonable fellow who has a goal.
Real good head on your shoulders.
A goal in mind. You want food and you want to sell your stuff.
Yeah, I want food. I want to sell my stuff.
So that seems like you wouldn't let any sort of petty disagreement.
Sister stopping that from happening. So
or what's she doing? It's always a sister, isn't
it? Well, it's my brother and sister. Sorry, I was mumbling a little bit. You probably didn't hear me. No, that's fine. Well, I mean, they're just hard to get along with, you know. And I mean, I've been mulling this over for such a long time, trying to think about how we can, you know, stop all of this. And really, I think you've just solidified this as I have to go to war.
Oh
boy. Wow.
See, I don't know. That seems tiring. I mean, you mentioned when you were adventuring, looking for the sword pieces, it was really hard and exhausting and scary and you almost died. Right. Is that's what you said?
Yeah. But that was just the three of us, Terry. I would say I got the army and I could send the army.
Oh, sure. Totally.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Couldn't you, rather than having to do all that like strategic planning and figuring out how you're going to feed the army when you don't actually have access to a lot of food right now, which could be a real challenge.
All the scurvy.
You might want to consider, what if you just hired like one person, you delegated, because great leaders always delegate, don't you guys think? Just delegated someone.
Because you're too important.
Right.
Exactly. You can't make all the decisions. You just pick a person that's good at the thing, and they're like the steward of the trade program.
Okay, so I have to find someone named Stuart?
Oh, I mean, be fun, but no.
Sure.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Just they could coordinate, and you could all delegate, and you wouldn't even have to deal with your brother and sister, and everything would work.
Right.
I mean, you could totally do that and it'd be super easy. And then you could spend more time like redecorating and looking out over your lands at the top of all of these stairs. So many stairs.
Oh, an impressive amount of stairs.
Yeah, huge amount of stairs.
Roll me persuasion there for Glim. Anybody can assist.
I'm 13. I would like to assist.
We've all been kind of talking. You can assist to roll.
Is this for persuasion?
I mean, if you're assisting, it would give Carla advantage.
Oh, then yes, I'll just assist. Carla, feel free to roll again.
Great. I mean, we can justify an assist. You've all been.
Well, that was a way better. That's a 21.
All right. So I need to find a steward to talk about all the things we want done. Don't send the army. All right, you're hired.
Well, I didn't. I don't know that we have like that exact skill set.
Well, yeah, but you said you wanted to, you know, you gave all that stuff about bridging and talking and
right.
textiles. And it seems you really have just everything hammered down. And you said I don't have to deal with, you said I don't have to deal with Calichrists and Breton. So if you could just handle that for me, I'll give you a card or a paper with a stamp on it that you can get you by.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to need that. Otherwise, we're not going to be
legit. I mean, they don't let you up their stairs quite as freely.
Well, you're a king of the people. So you're,
Would it be all right if I talked with my associates for a mere tiny moment of time?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
We kind of shuffle off to the side a little bit.
Yeah, it's just a big square room.
Yeah. Okay. I'm imagining to be kind of empty. Is there like a desk in it? And then just lots of mauve and orange?
I think I'll maybe cut back a description. But yeah, I think it's just a chair at the end of a red, like,
Really just a throne room.
Yeah, it's a throne room. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's nothing else going on.
Okay.
Here,
neat. Boring. Yeah. Okay. So this isn't exactly where we were going with this, but I think I would so much rather be like a delegate and kind of talk our way through this whole thing, as opposed to going to get some mystical pieces of swords that nobody could find and almost died trying to get. Also, I think he might kill us if we say no.
Oh, thank Bahamut. I thought you were going to yell at me. I feel like I really got you into us all into something, really.
I think we may be able to wrap this up, you know, together. I feel confident that they all want something from each other. So if they just all give each other the thing that they want, I feel like the trade route will open up. Seems like petty brother-sister business.
I mean, I think at the core, you know, we were kind of right. If they can just get one reasonable person from each kingdom to just communicate, they could probably just, you know,
wrap this up by dinner time.
Exactly. Everybody has something the other wants. They don't want to talk to each other. So we can totally do that, right? Do you think he's going to give us the letter? I feel like maybe, Sully, you're having a real influence on me, but should we ask about payment?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
can you do that? Because I know that I'm bad at it.
Sure.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
All right. My leash.
Oh, yeah, there, Sully.
We've spoken about it, and we'd be happy to offer our services to you.
Great. Good. All right.
So since this is not a position that was previously in existence.
Yeah.
What kind of remuneration would we be supplied with in order to go from kingdom to kingdom, trying and succeeding at forming new alliances and opening these trade routes?
Well, hold on a second there. I hired one of you. I just said the tall one there said I needed to hire one person. So I hired one.
Right. Okay. I mean, yes, technically one person in that one role, but obviously, you know, we have to travel. We need other people. Also, not just the one of us, because we sort of all work together as a team.
And definitely not safe to go into unfamiliar kingdoms where we may not be welcomed. I mean, we need a little bit of muscle.
You don't want to go alone.
Right. Yeah. No. You don't want to go alone. No. Okay. So hire the three as one position there. I mean, definitely cover all your transport. A little bit of money to get some food and stuff. And we'll load you. We'll load you up with what we got there. What else? Money. I mean, you want money, like a gold a day kind of thing.
As this position was previously not, available.
Sure, yeah.
The amount, let's just say we would like a livable wage.
Sure.
But also, we just want you to know that the most important part for us is to open up these trade routes, because we see how this is affecting your kingdom here, and we would really like to be of assistance.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I mean, okay, yeah, you go I mean, it's a how'd you come into town here? Are you coming on boat, or you're traveling the roads? Like, what you working with?
We came via Butthole.
Oh, came by a Butthole. Yeah. It's just annexed them the other day. Great little spot.
Oh, you annexed it, hey?
Yeah, just
annexed. Tightened up that Butthole. Okay.
Yeah, can't let that get too loose in Butthole.
They need a firm hand in Butthole.
Sure do. I forget what your question was.
Money.
You want money?
Just, yes. Okay. Just a livable wage. We don't want to be hosed. We just really do want to help.
All right. Yeah. No, you seem like fine, upstanding youngins who are just looking to bring the regions together. Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's at least a 20-day travel between here and Calicrist's kingdom. You know, if you're taking the roads, you could probably chop that, you know, down to 5 to 10 days. If you take a boat, we could hook you up with a ship that would take you around there, and then you'd have to travel back down a bit in order to get over to Breton's. So that'd be another 10 days. So we're looking at a good long haul there, if that's what you want to do. I'd make sure to cover you pretty, like 100, 150 gold all in, if all things work out great.
On top of accommodations and expenses.
Yeah.
No. You know what? I think that sounds more than reasonable. What do you all think?
Yeah, if it's good enough for you, Sully.
Yeah, you're the expert, Sully, so I think so. King Finbar, could I just ask a couple clarifying questions?
Sure.
Calicrist is your...
sister.
And she rules the kingdom of Teth?
Tether. Yeah, you know your spots.
Good job, Glim.
Well, I've got this note, but it's getting really hard to read.
Yeah, and Breton over there, he runs Termish.
And Jonathan, again, just runs that booth.
just that collapse and foldable card table down by the water there?
Yeah, I've got him for the next couple of weeks, so...
It's like a shared custody business.
Yeah, and then he moves on. Cool. So, okay. You know what? Maybe I'll send him with you.
Just
a little bit early. Yeah, you can
just to the one place though, right? And then he'll stay there for a small period of time.
I mean, you're gonna have to negotiate that once you get to Calicrist there. I can't control what she chooses to do with Jonathan.
Fair enough. Can we choose what to do with Jonathan?
Yeah, I don't care.
As soon as
he leaves the city, he's out of my jurisdiction.
And what are his powers vis-a-vis Princeling, or he's just like a citizen?
No.
Can he?
He calls himself the Shadow.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, I know. Yes. Very, very cool nickname that I assume now he gave himself.
Yeah. Well, he gave it to him one day because he was hanging out in the shadows while we were doing some important business, and it just kind of stuck after that.
Wow. Oh. So he really turned that around for himself, didn't he?
In the shadows, yeah. That way they don't see me in the shadows, is what he always said. I just be very quiet. And then he'd giggle a lot. He just always giggled when he was hiding in the shadows. Not very sneaky. Not a great name. Anyways.
Cheap shot. I assume you're making fun of my inability to play hide and seek.
No, that was the character trait that Lori gave to the Shadow.
Was it really? Lori just heads up. I felt personally attacked.
Just 100% thought that was a target on her
really
back.
I really did, because I can't play hide and seek. I do giggle uncontrollably, and I'm found every time because of it. It's my own personal shame.
That's the most adorable thing I've ever heard,
maybe. It really is.
I just start to think, like, someone could be right around the corner.
Just picture Addison at, like, 4, like, come on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, at least try.
Shh, come on.
I can picture Amy, like, feet out from the drapes.
No, I'm, like,
giggling away.
I'm, like, hiding well, and I try very hard not to laugh. So it's one of those, like, laughing but not making any sounds, very much like whole body shaking. Just trying to hold it in.
Welcome to the middle.
What, no song this time?
Wow, just jumping right in. No music.
It was one of those scream-o ones.
Well, you really had to put some more stank on it, man.
Welcome to the middle.
See, there you go.
That was it. There it is.
Good Charlotte vibes going on here.
That's what I was. Thank you. That's what I was pulling from. Was it?
But also probably not. But it's the first band that came to mind when he said that. So.
Absolutely. You know where you can just yell out the first thing that comes to your mind?
Improv shows. Yes. We want to have one
so that we can shout all the random stuff with your help.
We're so close to getting there, guys. So close.
We only need.
If you go check.
No, you go.
See, this is what's going to happen during the improv.
That's true. I'm going to choose someone. Carla, you go.
So we only need 85 patrons. We're so close. When we get there, we're going to do a live show where we play a game, but it's also an improv game. And you're going to give us suggestions about what you want us to do or things that are going to happen, choices we need to make. And will we die? I don't know. Probably. Will you as a collective be better at solving problems than we are? Almost
guaranteed.
Certainly.
Definitely. Yeah.
Oh. But also, we want you to bring that chaos energy. So if you go visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, you'll see where we are. And I believe we're only a pinch away. And it could be you that puts us over the edge.
Well, over the top, I think, is what more so what you're going for. Over the edge sounds like we got pushed off a cliff.
Yeah, maybe pushing us to the top.
Oh, okay.
We want to be peaking.
We want to be peaked. At the top.
Okay.
Just can't stop.
Is it getting worse?
But you should. I'm not sure.
Don't stop till you get enough. Come on.
Okay. Stop. Yeah.
Can't okay. Please come join enough. Us. Patreon.com/dumbdragon.
Yep.
Cast. Amy's not digging it tonight. Now, hopefully she's got a better vibe at the live improv show.
Oh, I'm gonna have that. You guys know I have all the best vibes.
Could you imagine if Amy just shuts everything down the whole
your
time?
Your song started.
I'm not doing that.
So quiet. It was unnerving.
Well, like, I was trying to bring it up in the back.
No, I was trying to bring it up in the background.
Yeah, well,
and then
you
found it halfway there.
Yeah. I was trying to bring it up in the background, you know, and then by the end it's just the music because we've said all the things and then
you
it
wanted
fades
it to
out.
Be a little bit louder now. And a little bit louder now. And a little bit louder now. You know, that sort of thing.
That's the one.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Thank you very much. We hope to see you over there. And patrons, when we do it. Live stream improv show. It's going to be amazing.
Put it on your calendar when we have a
date.
We'll
have to tell the date. Yeah. But yes. And then there will be a calendar invite.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah. Have a good show.
Strong ending on calendar invite.
And then there will be a calendar invite.
A calendar invite. End of scene.
Russ fucking loves his calendar invites. Jesus.
Get ready for a new gripping horror actual play podcast, Dark Dice. Six travelers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem, after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Dark Dice features an award-winning full-voice cast of non-player characters and a phenomenal fantasy soundtrack featuring live hurdy-gurdy, lutes, and dulcimers. Do you seek him? Find Dark Dice however you enjoy podcasts.
All right, well, Your Highness, if it pleases you, we would like to get on the road right away.
Oh, of course. It's going to take a while. So are you taking the boat or are you taking the road?
Which one is the faster one of the two?
20 days for the road. 5 to 10 for the ship, as long as the wind's at your back.
Oh, well, ship then.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds like the one.
Yeah. So we will collect Jonathan.
Yep.
And we will promise to keep him safe. But just so we know, in terms of ranking, we're here, and Jonathan's down here, right? In terms of authority?
Yeah, no, Jonathan doesn't have much authority over anything.
Okay.
Maybe he's got,
just wanted to know.
We gave him this goal of trying to, you know, find, just to keep him busy, really, just to, you know, go find all the stuff. But he sends people out and, you know, sometimes they come back with things. There's a lot to find out there, you know, lots of pirates, lots of smugglers. So
he's offering 500 gold apiece.
Does he have that money?
I mean,
do you guys give him an allowance?
Nobody's going to find it.
Oh, fair enough.
If somebody did come back with any of the pieces, then yeah, sure, we'd pay them 500 gold. But yeah, we pretty much tell him whatever the fuck he can do. And if he turns up things, great. If not, well.
I have a question.
Yeah, Noah's.
Do you think that maybe anyone has actually returned with one of the items in question, but he didn't know what it actually looked like and he just sent them away without buying it?
You raise a valid point. I mean, he would have seen Dad's sword. Like,
yeah, but it doesn't seem like he's the sharpest knife in the drawer.
He also puts his hood down so far.
Just totally covering his face. It's probably really hard to see. Yeah. Dark in the booth. You know, he's really leaning into the shadow thing.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
Well, maybe before you head out, tell him to come up here with his clipboard. I mean, he writes down everything. He inventories everything that he sees. Maybe I'll give it just a scan through and just see.
Sure.
Just in case maybe somebody came and...
I just like to say, though, the way that you and your brother and your sister take care of Jonathan tells me you're really compassionate people.
And that you can work together. So this is going to work out great. We're going to totally open those trade routes.
We got
right
you.
Back up.
If Tagure It is working together, then yes, we work together.
It might just
be. You're all playing the same game. That's working together.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go and do we talk to Marion about the official kind of like write up with the seal?
She'll have it ready for you as soon as you get down there. I'm sure.
What?
Of it.
Really?
Wow. She's very efficient.
Well, sending stones and there's lots of stairs. So
there is lots of stairs.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay.
Okay. Well, great to meet you.
Yeah, yes. Likewise. Yeah.
Looking forward to ensuring the success of you and your siblings' kingdoms.
Very cool. Looking forward to it. All right. Great.
I bow low.
I'm just going to leave this pamphlet here too, in case you want to.
Oh, what's that?
It's just about Bahamut. I mean, just read it when you have a minute. Mm. I'm just going to leave it. We're going to go.
Or don't. It's your choice.
He's a pretty cool dude.
Oh my
God,
you guys.
Regret it.
All right. Yeah, look it over. It's going to be great.
Clem. I don't know if pushing it on a king's a good idea.
Well, I just, you know, he seems lonely in there. He's just in a room all by himself. He needs something to read, at least.
He'll have Jonathan's clipboard.
He will. You're right. I guess we should go. Okay, so we'll go get the letters. We'll go get Jonathan.
Yeah, I like that we have all these stairs to have these talks on.
Mm-hmm.
It's lots of travel time in this castle.
It's true.
So once we got the letter from Marion, we can start a crew and a boat and start getting things packed up for the journey, I guess.
Yeah, sounds good.
Great. Hey, Marion. We walked right past you again. You're behind us. I'm sorry. Oh,
yes.
I don't know how we keep...
Well, in such a narrow hallway, too, like the stairwell.
It doesn't really make sense.
It has alcoves.
And you just stand inside the okay, that's cool. Yeah. So were you listening to everything that was?
No, it's a lot of stairs.
Okay.
Here's your papers.
Oh, thank you. I was just going to ask. You are so efficient in this castle.
Well, it's not a lot to do.
I want to look it over and see if it's legit.
Yeah, it looks legit.
It's too legit to quit, you guys. Let's go. Thanks, Marion.
I knew it was coming as soon as you said legit.
Thought about not saying it, and then I was like, I can't not say it.
No, you gotta do
you
it.
You had to say
I had
it.
To.
I would have said it if you didn't.
It's good to know you have my back like that, Tom.
That's right.
Okay, you take the papers, you head back down to the dock. Jonathan is standing, the shadow is standing there at his podium.
Alone.
Yeah, it's very much the same as you left him. I mean, there's activity around.
But nobody at the booth.
Nobody at the booth.
All right. This is... hey, Moot, how do you feel about knowing that this guy's just got, like, carte blanche over everything, and he took a copper from you?
I mean, not great. Not great, but it is what it is. I mean, I paid him for the thoughts, and he mostly delivered.
The ribs were good. So, I mean, if we just think about it like you were paying for a restaurant recommendation...
Oh, yeah, okay, you know what? I really like that,
actually.
All right,
I guess that's okay, but I just want to let you guys know, if anyone is asking you to pay them in order to give you a recommendation for a restaurant, they are swindling you, that information should be just coming freely between people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey, the shadow.
Hello.
We've already met. You don't have to.
Right. Yes. So, yes. What can I do? What can I do for you? You've seen Finbar.
Yeah, you got to go up and see your brother, Jonathan. He's got to look at that clipboard of yours.
What? Oh.
Yeah. And then you're gonna be coming with us on a ship to go see your sister.
But it's not like 2 weeks left.
No, he said that you got to go a little early to escort us to his to your sister's kingdom.
Fine.
Well, you don't have to throw a fit about it.
No, it's fine. It's took my name away. Telling people I gotta go. And probably gonna tell you you're in charge of me. I'll be back. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we can still probably call you the Shadow if you want.
It's too late.
Yeah, it's such a cool name.
It's too late.
Okay, Jonathan.
I'm still going to call him the Shadow.
I will not be.
I'm not
going to
whisper it anymore, though, you guys, because I don't think he's
earned
the whisper.
Think,
yeah, don't give him the reverence. Yeah. He doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Do we just eeny, meeny, miny, moe a ship?
Well, let's look at maybe Miriam put some instructions in here, as well as our official seals that, like, give us our powers.
Yeah. Maybe there's, like, a ship name, and we gotta look for that ship.
Yep. That's the noise I imagine the scroll makes as I unroll it.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is a ship name. What's the ship name?
Barge Raiden.
Okay. That's the ship
That's
name.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah, you see, you read it, and it says Barge, the ship name is Barge right in. You look around at the ships that you see in the dock.
Ironically, it's not a barge.
No.
You don't actually see that name visible on any of the ships.
Where's Seamus?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we need to go back to the man with the clipboard.
Seamus?
Yeah, you...
Seamus?
You wander up and down, and you do eventually find Seamus. It's not actually... You eventually find Seamus. Seamus is just off and to the left. It's not that large of a dock.
Hi, Seamus.
He wasn't exactly where we thought he was before, so we couldn't find him.
He
was 4 feet to the left.
Moved.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Seamus was gruff, wasn't he?
He was.
He was, yeah. Seamus. So many fucking character voices I got in this one. All right. Yeah, well, hey, it's you two, three, again.
We are looking for a boat.
Yep.
Barge right in.
No. Cool. Yeah. Did you walk all the way down to the right there?
Well, we were looking for a barge. We didn't see called Barge right
no,
in.
No, it's not a barge. It's what like a little... All the way down at the end there, you'll find captain's name is Dorbin.
One more time?
Dorbin.
Dorbin?
Sorry, was it Dorvin?
D-O-R-bin.
Dorbin.
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 Okay. Mm.
Dorbin. You can't miss it after you walk all the way down to the end.
Okay.
It's kind of easy to miss because it's actually hidden behind that one, the Angel's
that
Majesty.
Big one.
Yeah.
Mm.
That
is a big one.
So
is that the king's boat?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge.
Just before we walk all the way down there to see the disappointment that is going to be this boat.
Yeah.
Is it like real small?
Well,
are there sleeping quarters? Do we have to use oars?
No, you don't have to use oars. It's a sailing ship. I mean, it does have oars on it in case the sail gets torn or wrecked or anything like that. So, no, it's not quite that bad. It's a little rickety. It's, it's fine. You'll be fine.
Did Marion choose this boat for us? I'm just
wondering. Looks like Marion's writing.
Is there a way we can get a boat that won't sink 4 minutes into the journey?
Why would it sink? Dorbin's been on the seas for years.
Yeah, but we're taking Jonathan with us.
What? Is it that time already?
Well, early.
Almost. I mean, close enough.
Listen,
I guess.
Yeah, we're getting sent off by the king to repair relationships to open trade back up.
Okay.
Are we going to be taken seriously in this dinghy?
Well, you just have to get to the place. I mean, everybody knows Dorbin.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, my God. Is Dorbin going to be our new Grancis?
Look at Russ's face. He looks so happy.
He's so excited right now. I don't like this. No, I don't feel good about this, you guys. Never mind. We're not taking a boat.
No, fuck it.
We're walking.
We're doing this. We're doing this walk in real time, everybody.
20 days it is.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, let's barge right in. Let's barge right in.
I like your enthusiasm.
He hands you back the paper and you walk all the way down and to the right and you make it past where you can see around the angel's majesty. And it is a majestic boat. And you come around the corner and have you seen Captain Ron?
I mean, in like 1997 or whenever that movie came out. Perfect. Sure.
Please describe it for those of us who have not seen Captain
it
Ron.
It is a worn down, reasonable size sailboat that is of many colors along the side. And
Jesus Christ.
It is not ship shape.
Aboard,
Jesus,
there are tarps covering the various living sections. It is not ship shape. It looks very run down.
We're gonna die out at sea in this thing. This boat will be our casket. There's a reason why they say that there's a hole. Is it a hole or a hull? Either way, this is a shithole. This is what this is.
Well, I mean, it doesn't look great. Maybe it's just because it's beside the angel's majesty, the queen's.
Maybe.
So maybe it's just a comparison. It's sort of looking bad because of that. Or Miriam's really hates us for some reason.
She rubbed up against me so much. I feel like I could blackmail her into a better ship.
All right, well, you guys, Captain Dorbin, we gotta get going. What are you guys just standing looking at the boat for? Don't you know how to get going here? We gotta make good time.
I can't believe he doesn't want you to stay 2 weeks longer, Jonathan.
Right? I'm such a delight.
Have you sailed on this particular butte before?
Every time I have to go.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, this is okay. Making a lot more sense.
So it isn't. It's not us, guys. It's. And Captain Dorbin.
You hear footsteps kind of down below deck and they stumble up to the main deck and you see a man who has like this torn tattered
Hawaiian
shirt and like long knotted, not dreads, but like knotted hair, and he's got like these really dark sunglasses on.
But does he have a kick-ass six-pack?
He does have a kick-ass six-pack, though.
I mean, if Captain Ron is the template, one of us is gonna fuck this guy.
Dibs.
Oops, time to shine.
All right. He comes up and he's got a bottle of who knows what, and he takes a big swig and he's a
all right there, Jonathan. You got friends today. All right. This is gonna be a wild ride.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 85, starring Amy Moore as Sully, Carla Maxted as Glim, Tom Laird as Moot, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Kevin MacLeod and Epidemic Sound, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Mark Hartless, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, Eric Houlihan, and Ray Serbeck. To support Dungeons & Dragons and help us reach 85 patrons within our community, unlocking a live-streamed improvised game, as well as access to an exclusive podcast, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. You have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
Well, I said 20 days by the boat, 5 to 10 by the ship, as long as you got the winds at your back.
Sorry, 20 days for the boat, but then 5 to 10 days for the ships, no. As long as the wind's at my back? I'm not a nautilist.
Then yeah, sure, we'd pay them 500 gold, but yeah, we pretty much give them carte blanche over it, and we pretty much tell him whatever the fuck he can do, and because he's not gonna say carte blanche.
I was gonna say it's quite highbrow for the way he's been talking lately, but you know what? Maybe he pull out like he saw it on his word of the day toilet paper, and
right.
Dungeons and Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
My friend Shayna was like, just so you know, everyone in the Villainous League is coming to kill you. And I was like, oh boy.
Imagine NPR in the MCU. The Daily Planet's style desk. Car talk for jetpacks.
It's these American supers.
100% invisible.
The speech bubble.
It's sequential.
The utility belt.
Superhuman Public Radio is a fiction podcast telling the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of people in a superpowered world.
I thought I was going to die.
An invisible car in Chicago?
Are we supervillains?
These are the stories that fall between the panels of comic books.
I think they knew that I didn't mean to do that to Arizona.
Wasabi!
Oh my God, he could kill himself.
Kid, I feel like you're not giving this problem your all.
No.
But yes, I guess most people would call them a death squad.
Ta-da. Superhuman Public Radio. Superhuman stories.
The only limits are your imagination, and I have a wild imagination.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SPR.
Name the supervillain, and we've done the gig. But these Wall Street types that lack the answers to, yikes.